This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, confirmed cases of the new coronavirus stand at nearly 9.4 million in statistics kept by Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The hardest hit country, the United States, has more than 2.3 million infections. The number of people who have died from COVID-19 has surpassed 481,000, approximately 122,000 of them in the U.S. The number of people who have recovered from COVID-19 is more than 4.7 million. In the United States, some officials are now urging residents to again stay home. That includes the southern state of Texas governor, who had loosened restrictions on businesses, dining, public gatherings, and tourism. Wednesday, three northeastern states that made progress beating back the pandemic, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, urged visitors arriving from U.S. hotspots to quarantine themselves. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the advisory applied to visitors from Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Washington, Utah, and Texas. The head of the World Health Organization's emergency program says the pandemic in many Latin American countries was still intense as deaths in the region surpassed 100,000 this week. Mike Ryan said many countries had experienced 25 to 50% increases in cases this past week, adding, quote, I would characterize the situation in the Americas in general as still evolving, not having reached its peak yet, end quote. Brazil leads the region with nearly 1.2 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, predicts the global economy will shrink 4.9% this year. That's worse than the 3% drop it estimated in its April report. The IMF lowered its economic forecast Wednesday as it envisions far more severe economic damage due to the new coronavirus. This is VOA News. Cities, states, and countries around the world are dealing with human rights, police reform, and racial equality. In the United States, Republican and Democratic lawmakers are in the midst of a legislative debate over policing practices in the wake of controversial deaths of African-American men while in police custody. The police reform bill put forth by Senate Republicans has hit a roadblock. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Democrats voted against opening debate on the bill, saying it's not nearly strong enough to meet the nation's outcry for reform. Bill author Tim Scott, the Senate's only black Republican, had urged them to at least start the process.
If you don't think we're right, make it better. Don't walk away.
But top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer said there's no fixing it.
This bill lost because it was woefully inadequate.
The parties now have to decide whether to find a compromise or simply abandon a bill civil rights leaders have blasted. The House will vote tomorrow on a broader reform package. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. House Democrats blasted Attorney General William Barr at a hearing Wednesday over accusations he improperly meddled in criminal cases and antitrust probes for political gain. They stopped short of pledging to take any steps to oust the nation's top law enforcement official. A Justice Department spokeswoman tweeted Wednesday that Barr would voluntarily appear to testify in front of the committee July 28th. Wednesday, Polish President Andrzej Duda became the first foreign leader to visit U.S. President Donald Trump since the coronavirus pandemic led to global lockdowns. The two leaders said they looked forward to signing a defense cooperation agreement. Duda's visit appeared aimed at boosting his reelection campaign. Poland's nationwide presidential vote is Sunday. The nationalist Polish leader has emerged as one of Trump's preferred foreign partners. The two have met one-on-one at least five times. A Hague-based special prosecutor indicted Kosovo President Hashim Thaçi and nine others Wednesday for crimes against humanity and war crimes committed during Kosovo's 1998-99 war for independence from Serbia. The special prosecutor's office alleged in a press release the 10 people charged were, quote, criminally responsible for nearly 100 murders, end quote, during the war. The European Union is determined to protect its borders, the bloc's chief diplomat said Wednesday, as Greece accused Turkey of encouraging a fresh surge of migrants into Europe. Joseph Borrell made the comments as he visited the Evros border area, saying the European Union was, quote, determined to protect the EU's external borders and strongly support Greece's sovereignty, end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.